Hi, I'm Lorenzo Raffa, and in my 30-plus years at WMPG, I've hosted the format list Emotionally Bankrupt and Morally in Debt, and for the last dozen or so years, I've produced and performed the Lorenzo Commentaries on the late, great Steve Hirshon's Huckin' a Chinik. And on occasion, a little thing called Radio Open Mic, where we invited performers to come and perform on air, sounds unheard. And we've only had one person who really sucked. This brings us to one of WMPG's newest productions, their online production, and this is entitled Podcast Open Mic. The concept's a little bit different. One artist, one song, a short chat with yours truly, and we're out in under 10 minutes. You can get on with your day. Oh, I hope to come out with a new episode every other week and with a new artist and a new song. And I'm thrilled to have as my very first guest, Michael Danahy, who I used to have on Emotionally Bankrupt
and more
a long, long time ago. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself and what are you doing now? And tell us about your song.
Okay, well, some people listening to this may recognize my voice from doing a radio show on WMPG.
I do.
About a dozen years. It was called The Friday Quilting Bee, and it was heard on Thursdays for various reasons, but it was kind of a not so much a folk show as a show about the folk process, and it was when the station kind of came up with the Folk Waves programming, and that was where I kind of fit in, but my interests in music really were quite eclectic and have become even more eclectic in the 15 years since I've been doing that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took 9 years off from doing music and have been doing it quietly, not performing, not releasing it, just working on it for the love of working on it. And I have been working on an admittedly ambitious project. It's it's a post-human, post-rock opera.
Oh.
And I just finished up Act One. So this song that we're going to listen to called My Glitchy Life is the final song on Act One.
Okay. And do you plan 3 acts? Is that?
It may be 5.
Oh, okay.
Unless I could figure out some way to, like, you know.
Sort of like The Ring, I guess.
Oh,
like an evening of it.
Yeah. It's you know, and I just decided to do something really ambitious.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, it's fun doing it.
Great.
What could make? What could possibly go wrong? Thank you.
Well, I may as well tip my cap to some of my influences in this song. Brian Eno had a song called My Squelchy Life. And so I think my glitchy life may have come from that a little bit. And I don't know, it reminds me of a Radiohead song called There There, my favorite Radiohead song, and I love Radiohead, where Tom York sings, "We are accidents waiting to happen." I just love that line. Yeah. Just, that's what we are. We are waiting to emerge, to become ourselves, to become human. And what is it to be human except to be flawed and make mistakes? I think that's what this song is all about. And I think it's also about my aesthetic, where I used to kind of have a song in my head and I'd want to hear it coming out of my speakers in the studio. And finally, someone said to me one day, "Don't worry about what's in your head. Listen to what's there." And I learned from that to...
'Cause that's what everyone else will hear.
That's true. That's true. And sometimes it's not what you are intending that is great. And to just be open to it. And I prefer discovery to invention. And I didn't used to be that way. That's kind of an aesthetic that has emerged over the more recent years.
Now, is this song sung by the, is there a main character, a lead character?
It's sung by a whole bunch of, actually, it's sung by everybody. It's sung by the chorus, the post-human beta, and all cast and crew seen and not yet seen, including audience. So this is the kind of the, you know, here comes everybody moment in the post-human, post-rock opera. Do you know what a post-human is?
I don't.
Okay. Well, it's a science fiction concept. Well, it's actually a science concept, which has been discussed in science fiction. But basically, you know, we're born human, and there are emerging technologies that will make us more than human, less than human. And whether it goes one way or the other is kind of, you know, what I explore for about five acts or so.
Okay.
As I said, I'm a big fan of Brian Eno. And he has these things that he uses when he's working in the recording studio. They're called oblique strategies. So if he's working with U2 or is on his own music or whoever he's working with and he gets stuck, he has these cards that he would draw from the deck. They're called oblique strategies, and they just have a phrase that will maybe help him work his way through the situation. So one of them says, "Honor thy mistakes as hidden intentions."
Ah.
So... what did we really mean when we made a mistake? Maybe the mistake is better than what we intended.
Well, I have a lot of intentions then. I do want to let you know out there, if you are an artist or a band, you know, I'm not picky, with an original song, no covers, no cover policy here, for legal reasons. I want to hear from you. Any genre, live or recorded, I'm open to anything. Contact me at podcastopenmic@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lorenzo Raffa, and I thank you for listening.